Walker's plan would change the current Department of Commerce into a private authority focused exclusively on attracting new employers. But beyond that basic framework, Assembly Democrat Peter Barca of Kenosha complained at a public hearing that not much is known.
There's just no details at all. I mean, it's a 24-page bill. There's only 2 pages that say anything about how this corporation's going to operate.
A Washington-based watchdog group released a study yesterday suggesting that similar efforts in other states have been plagued with problems. Philip Matera with Good Jobs First says it probably won't save money, and it could drive up costs.
What you're really talking about is creating an entity with potentially diminished accountability and with the potential of some of the loss of safeguards that would exist with a state agency.
But former Commerce Secretary Bill McCoshin, who runs a group called Competitive Wisconsin, says it can be challenging to try and promote economic development with the legislature micromanaging.
I'm not going to kid you about that. Telling you which program they think would work based on some need of a constituency versus what's in the best interest of the state.
McCoshin says in this case, the legislature will still have the power to audit this private agency and control its budget. He says the trade-off will be worth it.
This is part of that change of image to turn the corner, to put a laser-like focus on job creation and say, you know what? This is going to be our number one priority.
Most of the fine details for this new authority would be hashed out during budget deliberations. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.